we find ourselves falling. And we try to pick ourselves up, but pretty soon we're falling again. Everybody around is falling. As far as we can see, there are people falling. Each falls in his or her very personal fashion. Some fall elegantly, but for others, there is a lot to learn. There remains a great deal to be desired in the manner of falling of certain of us. We hear a great deal of criticism of this, even as we are falling. Some lose all their dignity as they fall, shouting and screaming and flailing their limbs, while others preserve theirs and do not cause such embarrassment. We hear the conversations as we pass. We are passing each other as we fall at different rates, in our different manners, some faster, some more slowly, some with grace and style, others merely plummeting. Some have a need to maintain decorum. Others argue that such vain attempts are simply foolish, since we are all on the way down, and there is nothing to be done about it. Yet others attempt remedial procedures, for example, constructing parachutes improvised from scarves and pocket handkerchiefs stitched together and attached to belts, and some have limited success in that their fall is temporarily slowed or halted or even reversed in some instances, at least for a short while, so that there is some amelioration. But it rarely lasts, because sooner or later the improvised parachutes fail and the rate of fall once again begins to pick up. And some attempt to join hands and at least fall together in a coordinated fashion, while others have closed their eyes and appear to have retreated into their private internal world as they fall. Some have become reconciled with their falling and seem to be at peace. Some make jokes about falling, which are greatly appreciated by those around them, if we are to judge from the level of hilarity, and so pass the time in this way. And some deny that we are falling at all, saying it is a psychological illusion, saying that we are all still in the same place and that it is the world that appears from our point of view to be forever receding upwards, but that this is of no significance and we should stop worrying about it. Others claim that falling is a punishment for past transgressions, specifically citing the sin of pride that inevitably precedes a fall. And these people appeal constantly for collective repentance and atonement as the only solution to the problem, if problem indeed it is. And they solicit donations in order to better spread the word, but none of this appears to have the desired effect. And so we continue to fall. We continue to fall to the bottom. There is a great deal of speculation and fear about the bottom. There is even panic about what reaching the bottom may mean and about the extreme pain and carnage that may ensue. But this is premature, some argue. The bottom could still be some way off. There is no point in speculating and worrying about reaching the bottom until we actually arrive there, or until we have some hard evidence that it is approaching, and this is not the case. we haven't reached the bottom yet, and probably will not for some time. But if or when we do, it will at least be a new experience. There is always something to be said for new experiences. Some of those falling say it will be a milestone. That's the buzz around here. Reaching the bottom will be a milestone. And so those of us who take that view say that we shall look forward to that. But some say there may be no bottom. They say that if there is no bottom, then we shall always fall. We shall always be falling without end. And that this is our only destiny, to be forever falling. And it is possible, or indeed very likely, we shall never reach the bottom, because the bottom is merely an illusion produced by our minds. Others argue that there must be a bottom, because the fall would otherwise be meaningless. Because the whole idea of a bottom gives purpose and dignity to our falling, and we should look forward to and welcome our arrival at the bottom whenever that should happen. And the arguments become quite heated at times, on occasion resulting in disgraceful scenes of violence, and it seems there is going to be no resolution to this conflict anytime soon.